Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about Buddha in Chinese. We have Charlie Molly, lucid dreaming teacher, join us. Hi Charlie, 你好。
Hey, 你好。
你好。I know that you are quite a Buddhist and a lucid dreaming teacher, which is a Tibetan tradition.And also, you were a musician. You are still a musician. Can you share with us about your Buddhism journey?
Yeah, so I first got into Buddhism when I was about 16 years old. And I read a book by the Dalai Lama called The Art of Happiness.
Oh, I've read that.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
Yeah.
And I read this book and I remember it was all of these light bulb moments of thinking, oh, I believe that. I think that. It was as if someone was putting into words stuff that I felt I believed but didn't really know how to express it.
Mm-hmm.
So I read this book and I thought Buddhism seems really cool, but I was 16 years old. So I still had a couple of years of partying and going, being a crazy teenager. But then when I was 19, then I decided to start taking Buddhism seriously.
Mm-hmm.
So I took refuge, which is where you formally become a Buddhist, a bit like a christening.
Right.
And I became a Buddhist. And now I've spent the last 7 years living in a Buddhist center.
Mm-hmm.
So I've gone from an interest in Buddhism as a teenager to now a real full immersion.
Yeah, my family is also a Buddhism family.
Great.
A lot of people in Asia, they are Buddhists, basically. Right. Let's start with Buddha,
mm-hmm.
which is a very simple word for.
For.
For. Yeah, just like for, second tone.
For.
For. For means Buddha.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also the symbol for Buddhism.
Mm.
For.
For.
Yeah, sounds like English F-O-R, for.
Yeah.
And then to say Buddhism,
mm-hmm.
the religion, we say 佛教。
佛教。
佛教。Jiao is the second word that means discipline to teach.
That makes sense.
Yeah, and this character, originally, it's actually three different symbols together. The symbol for to teach, and the symbol for child, and the symbol for divination.
Teach, child, and divination.
That's right.
Wow.
So that means to teach a child divination or counting. And imagine in ancient time, people's lives were simple. It's all about surviving, understanding what's going on in the surrounding for the four seasons and the nature and the weather, and be able to feed themselves. So having the ability to forecast the future, fortune telling, is quite important for them. And in that case, the fortune telling is not really about, oh, will you have a love life next month? It's more about whether or not it's going to rain and whether or not the enemy will attack given the terrain, given the nature circumstances. So divination was important skill at that time.
And tell me the significance of child.
Mainly because I think it's more about the junior person.
Oh,
has
I see.
To learn from the senior experienced people.
Got it.
Okay, so child is a symbol rather than the physical child.
Mm. I like the kind of the aspect of innocence, though, as well. That the child, or to me, the child seems to represent.
Yes.
That in the kind of the difference between Buddha and Buddhism
mm-hmm.
is that it's this kind of the discipline, but also this openness that a child has to explore what the Buddha was saying, what the Buddha was teaching. That's really nice.
Yeah. So 佛教, that means Buddhism. 佛教。
佛教。
佛教。And then to say the temple, Buddhism temple.
Mm-hmm.
We still use the word "佛,"
mm-hmm.
that's Buddha, and then temple, we say 寺.
Ooh, say that one again.
寺.
寺.
寺. Yeah, just have your teeth together,
mm-hmm.
and then the sound to go down. 寺.
寺.
佛寺.
佛寺.
佛寺, that's Buddhism temple.
Ah.
Right. As a Buddhist, do you find that you are wiser, happier, and healthier?
I find that I'm happier and healthier. I don't know about wiser. I think I feel less wise now than I used to. But I definitely feel happier and healthier, yes.
I think if you're happier, you must be wiser. Otherwise, you may get grumpy and upset for small things.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I'm definitely more tolerant.
Great. Thank you, Charlie, for joining us. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinese. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Today, we learned about how to say Buddha for Buddhism, 佛教。Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见。再见 Charlie。
再见。
And now, as a special feature, we are going to listen to a sample of Charlie's song, Confessions.